Khan's collaboration with Saul Chaplin was to provide a musical foundation that supported a range of musical styles. And their work writing songs for Vitaphone shorts would bring them to the attention of Warner Brothers film studios. But despite their move to Hollywood, they failed to make an impression and the partnership dissolved. But 1942 marked the beginning of the Sammy Kahn-Julie Stein years, which resulted in a string of Academy Award nominations.
The song Let It Snow was written on the hottest day of the year in Hollywood, California. Julie Stein and I were in the offices of Edwin H. Morris Music Company, and it was really stifling. And I said to him, why don't we get out of here, go down to the beach and cool off? And Julie Stein typically said, why don't we stay here and write a winter song? So I went to the typewriter and I typed, oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Now, why did I say let it snow, let it snow, let it snow three times? This is a little lesson in lyric writing. That is lyric ready for music. I had said, oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful, and since we've no place to go, let it snow, it would just hang there. It has to be let it snow, to fill out the lyric form. That song is my closest association with Irving Berlin and White Christmas. Happily through the years, if you have Christmas shows or Christmas entertainments, you will hear White Christmas and Let It Snow.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. And the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you'd love me so, let it snow and snow.
Dean Martin taking some liberties with the lyrics. Martin plus Sammy Davis Jr., Peter Lawford, Joey Bishop, and Frank Sinatra were better known as the Rat Pack, and they ruled Las Vegas in the 1950s and 60s. But the leader was undeniably Frank Sinatra. Sammy Kahn was about to start the most successful phase of his career with composer Jimmy Van Heusen.
One day the phone rang and it was Frank Sinatra calling to say, I'm doing a film called The Tender Trap. We need a title song. Now, when I hear the word trap, I hear the word snap, and the song is finished. I went to Jimmy Van Heusen's home. I went to the typewriter and I typed. You see a pair of laughing eyes, and suddenly you're sighing sighs. You're thinking nothing's wrong. You string along, boy, then snap. I was about to say, you're in the tender trap, but something made me add, those eyes, those sighs, they're part of the tender trap. I gave the lyric to Mr. Van Heusen, who proceeded to write one of the worst melodies you ever heard. But it was our first assignment, and I didn't say a word. I went home that night, and I was really troubled by this melody, but the next day, to his eternal credit, Van Heusen said, Sam, that tune last night wasn't very good, was it? I said, wasn't very good? That's one of the worst. He said, listen to the way that it goes today. I must tell you, I was at the Sinatra recording of The Tender Trap with Nelson Riddle. When it came to the end of the song, Sinatra sang, and all at once it seems so nice. The folks are throwing shoes and rice. You hurry to a spot that's just a dot on the map. Ba-dum, bum, bum, ba, da, ba. You wonder how it all came about. It's too late now, there's no getting out. You fell in love, and love is the tender trap. I said, you can't finish a song like that. Sinatra looked at me and said, who can't finish a song like that? I said, you can't. I said, you're supposed to go, you fell in love and love. He said, that's an F. I said, yes, and you're Frank Sinatra. He called back Nelson Riddle, and you listen to where he hits that F. What I think separates Frank Sinatra from all the rest of them is he would have hit that F if he didn't have it.
You see a pair of laughing eyes, and suddenly you're sighing sighs. You're thinking nothing's wrong, you string along, boy, then snap. Those eyes, those sighs, they're part of the tender trap. You're hand in hand beneath the trees, and soon there's music in the breeze. You're acting kind of smart until your heart just goes whap. Those trees, that breeze, they're part of the tender trap. Some starry night, when her kisses make you tingle, she'll hold you tight, and you'll hate yourself for being single. And all at once it seems so nice, the folks are throwing shoes and rice. You hurry to a spot that's just a dot on the map. You're hooked, you're cooked, you're caught in the tender trap. Some starry night, when her kisses make you tingle, she'll hold you tight, and you'll hate yourself for being single. And all at once it seems so nice, the folks are throwing shoes and rice. You hurry to a spot that's just a dot on the map, and then you wonder how it all came about. It's too late now, there's no getting out. You fell in love, and love is the tender trap.
The title song from the 1955 MGM film The Tender Trap, starring Frank Sinatra and Debbie Reynolds. Later that year, 1955, the phone rang and Sammy Kahn was asked to write the songs for a musical adaptation of Thornton Wilder's Our Town. One of these songs, Love and Marriage, not only scaled the American Hit Parade, it won the Emmy Award. It was the first song to win an Emmy, which recognizes excellence in the television industry.
Love and Marriage was written for a television special called Our Town, the Thornton Wilder classic American play, Our Town. Where did the title come from? If you read Thornton Wilder's Our Town, the first act is called The Daily Lives. The second act is called Love and Marriage. I turned to Van Heusen and said, and since we are doing a musical, Mr. Composer, may I have a vamp? And he went, dum-bum-ba-ba-da-ba-dum-bum-ba-ba. And I said, Love and the marriage, love and the marriage, go together like a horse and carriage, and the rest you know.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage, it's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry and they will say it's elementary. Try, try, try to separate them, it's an illusion. Try, 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 and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, you can't have one, you can't have none, you can't have one without the other.
Once again, another Con Van Heusen song sung by Frank Sinatra.
I've sung my song to all the great, great entertainers, but the man I really adore singing a song at, not to, but at, is Frank Sinatra. And Frank Sinatra asked Jimmy Van Heusen and me to do the songs for the film The Joker is Wild, based on the life story of the legendary Joe E. Lewis, the comedian. And we had to write a very special song, because when this picture begins, Joe E. Lewis is a young entertainer singing around the nightclubs of Chicago. When somebody loves you, it's no good unless he loves you all the way. Happy to be near you when you need someone to cheer you all the way. Later in the film, when the boys from Chicago leave him almost for dead, he tries to make a comeback singing the same song. When somebody loves you, it's no good unless he loves you. And you know he's never going to hit those notes again. And so the day came for us to sing the song at Frank Sinatra, and we were told to go to the Sands Hotel in Las Vegas. Gives you an idea how long ago that was. When we got to the hotel, we were told that Frank Sinatra would hear the song during the breakfast hour. So 5 o'clock that afternoon, he came out of his bedroom suite looking like all the pictures of Dorian Gray. He saw me and he said, "Listen, are you singing before breakfast?" I said, "Frank, it's a draw. I have to look at you while I'm singing." He said, "Let me hear the song." And we gave him the full treatment. Who knows where the road will lead us? Only a fool would say. But if you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way, all the way. He opened his little black lids, showed us his little old red eyes, and said, "Let's eat." And from Frank Sinatra, that is high praise.
When somebody loves you, it's no good unless he loves you all the way. Happy to be near you when you need someone to cheer you all the way. Taller than the tallest trees, that's how it's got to feel.
That's how deep it goes, if it's real. When somebody needs you, it's no good unless he needs you all the way, through the good or lean years, and for all the in-between. Come what may, who knows where the road will lead us? Only a fool would say. But if you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way. All the way. So if you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way. All the way.
The definitive version of All the Way, sung by Frank Sinatra. The song from the film The Joker is Wild won a second Oscar for Sammy Kahn, with music composed by Jimmy Van Heusen. The following year, 1958, Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen wrote another wonderful song.
The song To Love and Be Loved is one of my personal favorite songs. It was written for the film Some Came Running, and the story I like to tell about the song is that at the end of the song, I wanted to say, to sleep in your arms is the goal I pursue. They wouldn't let me say to sleep in your arms, censorship-wise. Can you imagine how far we have gone censor-wise? So the song says, to stay in your arms is the goal I pursue. But that's one of my favorite lyrics, and someday when I reprint this song, I will make it say, to sleep in your arms is the goal I pursue.
To love and be loved, that's what life's all about. Keeps the stars coming out. What makes a sad heart sing? The birds take wing. To love and be loved, that's what living is for. Makes me want you the more we cling. Let others race to the moon. Through time and space to the moon. My goal is greater than this, to reach your lips, to share your kiss, to stay. I pursue to be sheltered and safe from the storm, to be cozy and ever so warm, and for always to love.
was the Jack Jones version of the song, To Love and Be Loved, written originally for Frank Sinatra for the 1958 film Some Came Running. Kahn and Van Heusen received another Academy Award nomination for Best Music in the Song category. In 1960, Sammy Kahn equaled the lyric writing record of Johnny Mercer when he received his 18th Academy Award nomination for the song The Second Time Around, commissioned for the Bing Crosby film High Time.
Jimmy Van Heusen and I are required to write a song for a widower and a widow. Now, what kind of a song would you write for a widower and a widow? I'm glad you're dead, you rascal, you. You'll be the death of me. And one day I turned to Jimmy Van Heusen and I said, what do you think of a title, The Second Time Around? And he said, how do you mean that? I said, well, you know, love is wonderful, the second time around, just as beautiful. But he said, no, what you want is, love is lovelier, the second time around, just as beautiful with both feet on the ground. Jimmy Van Heusen was almost, you might say, the official melody writer for Bing Crosby. And at that point in Mr. Van Heusen's life, if he needed lyrics, I supplied them. And when I asked Van Heusen what kind of a man Bing was to write for, he said he's very, very simple to write for. He never, ever turns down a song.
Love is lovelier the second time around, just as wonderful with both feet on the ground. It's that second time you hear your love song sung, makes you think perhaps that love like youth is wasted on the young. Love's more comfortable the second time you fall, like a friendly home the second time you call. Who can say what brought us to this miracle we found? There are those who bet love comes but once, and yet I'm oh so glad we met a second time.
Bing Crosby paid tribute to his younger rival, Frank Sinatra, by saying, "A singer like Frank Sinatra only comes along once in a lifetime. But why does it have to be my lifetime?" Prophetic words, as Sinatra was about to deliver another Oscar to Sammy Kahn, when in 1959 Kahn competed against himself for an Oscar with two Academy Award nominations. And one of those songs became the Academy Award winner.
Jimmy Van Heusen and I were doing a film called Hole in the Head. And as a rule, I don't walk around with little rhymes in my mind. I just walk around carefree and relaxed because I know the script will have all the ideas for the lyrics. But one night, a bit of a rhyme flipped into my head, high hopes, high apple pie in the sky hopes. And almost like ESP, Jimmy Van Heusen said to me the very next day, Frank wants us to think of a song that he can sing to the young boy. And I said, isn't that funny? How about this for a title, High Hopes, High Apple Pie in the Sky Hopes? And Van Heusen, instead of going right to the piano, said, let me work on that. He came back the next day, and he played me a melody similar to, when you're down and out, lift up your head and shout, you're bound to have some high hopes. It wasn't what I had in mind at all. And he said, no, let me try another one. Came back the next day and he played something like, sing hallelujah, hallelujah, and you're bound to have some high hopes. It wasn't what I had in mind either, so I said, maybe we shouldn't write this from the viewpoint of people, but from the viewpoint of animals. No sooner did I say that than I realized I'd made a terrible faux pas, because Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke had written a single best animal song ever written. Or would you rather be your mule? A mule is an animal. I said, no, I don't mean animals. I don't mean animals. And I was really, really in a dilemma. I didn't know what I meant. And I said, I mean insects. Insects. He said, insects? I said, yes. An ant, for instance. An ant must have a sense of fulfillment. He said, an ant has a sense of fulfillment? I said, what do they do, just go up and back? I said, look, picture in your mind, a man is hit on the jaw. He's lying on the ground. A stream of ants go by his nose. And the next thing we had, next time you're found with your chin on the ground, there's a lot to be learned. Just look around. And now if you will listen to Frank Sinatra's record, you will understand what a happy ending we have to this story.
Next time you're found with your chin on the ground, there's a lot to be learned, so look around.
Just what makes that little old ant think he'll move that rubber tree plant? Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant.
But he's got high hopes. He's got high hopes. He's got high apple pie in the sky hopes.
So anytime you're getting low, instead of letting go, just remember that ant. Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes.
There goes another rubber tree plant.
When troubles call and your back's to the wall, there's a lot to be learned that one could fall.
Once there was a silly old ram, thought he'd punch a hole in a dam. No one could make that ram scram. He kept butting that dam,
'cause he had high hopes. He had high hopes. He had high apple pie in the sky hopes.
So anytime you're feeling bad, instead of feeling sad, just remember that ram. Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt dam.
Oscar number 3 for Sammy Kahn for High Hopes, with music by Jimmy Van Heusen. In 1961, Kahn was confronted with a professional dilemma. He and Van Heusen were asked to write a song for a film called Pocketful of Miracles. But Van Heusen and lyricist Johnny Burke had already written a song with a similar title, Pocketful of Dreams. Van Heusen convinced Kahn that as there was no copyright on a song title, they could write with a clear conscience. The result? Another Academy nomination.
Jimmy Van Heusen and I were in New York City working on a show called Skyscraper. When the phone rang from California, it was Frank Capra calling from the Paramount Studios to say that he had just finished a film called Pocket Full of Miracles. I don't want to touch it with a 10-foot pole. But Van Heusen said, we must do whatever Frank Capra says, because he's the fella who directed the film that had high hopes in it. I said to Van Heusen, practicality doesn't interest me. Love the life that I lead. I've got a pocket full of miracles, and with a pocket full of miracles, one miracle a day is all you need. And Van Heusen went to the piano, and he wrote a melody that went something like this. Practicality doesn't interest me. Love the life that I lead. And after we finished the song, Van Heusen said to me, what do you think? I said, I think it's terrible. He said, what do you mean? I said, well, this song needs a choreographer. Practicality doesn't... So he said, why don't we put a word there? I said, like, for instance, he said, well, real practicality sure doesn't interest me. I said, real practicality sure doesn't interest me. That's even more terrible. And we stared at each other, and finally I said, then what if we said, practicality D doesn't interest me? He said, practicality D doesn't interest me? What does that mean? I said, I don't know what it means, but I know that I'll be more comfortable singing that then practicality doesn't interest me. So the song now goes practicality doesn't interest me, and was nominated for an Academy Award.
Practicality doesn't interest me. Love the life that I lead. I've got a pocket full of miracles, and with a pocket full of miracles, one little miracle a day is all I need. T-Rubbles more or less, be you're the me, I guess, when the sun doesn't shine. But there's that pocket full of miracles, and with a pocket full of miracles, the world's a bright and shiny apple that's mine, all mine. I hear sleigh bells ringing smack in the middle of May. I go around like there's snow around. I feel so good, it's Christmas every day. Lee, Ives, a carousel, fee are as I can tell, and I'm riding for free. So if you're down and out of miracles, I've got a pocket full of miracles, and there'll be miracles enough for you. In the middle of May, I go around like there's snow around.
I feel so good, it's Christmas every day.
Lee, Ives, a carousel, VR as I can tell, and I'm riding for free.
Pocket Full of Miracles from the 1961 film of the same name. The singer, Frank Sinatra. Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen won their third Oscar together in 1963. It was Kahn's fourth gold statuette, making him, in terms of Oscar winners and nominations, the most successful lyricist in the history of light music.
Call Me Irresponsible was the only song that I wrote for a gentleman called Fred Astaire. One day the phone rang, and they were asking me to do a film called Papa's Delicate Condition, meaning Papa's drinking problem, to star Fred Astaire. I went out to the Paramount Studios to the offices of Robert Emmett Dolan, the producer. He gave us a script by Phoebe and Henry Efron. And the script dealt with the word irresponsibly. He is the most irresponsible man. Did you ever meet anyone as irresponsible as this gentleman? One night I turned to Jimmy Van Heusen and I said, do you like a title? Call me irresponsible. He said, how do you mean that? And I said, well, call me irresponsible. Call me unreliable. Throw in undependable too. We finished that song in about an hour and a half at the best. And now I turned to Van Heusen and I said, let's do this song for Fred Astaire. And Van Heusen hates to demonstrate a song as much as I love to demonstrate a song. In any case, I finally convinced him, because I'd been waiting almost 25 years to stand in front of Fred Astaire. He said, that is just a remarkable song. And we exchanged flatteries, and then he said to me, would you like to know why you got this assignment? I said, yes, I would. He said, Johnny Mercer wasn't available. I said, I consider that a high compliment. He said, no, I will give you the compliment now. The next time Johnny Mercer leaves town, I won't worry about it. The song went on to win the Academy Award.
Call me irresponsible.
A beautiful version of Call Me Irresponsible, sung by Jack Jones, and not, as was originally intended, by Fred Astaire, who was called away by MGM to complete a prior commitment. Sir Khan never had the pleasure of hearing Fred Astaire sing one of his songs. The picture was abandoned, and 7 years later, Jackie Gleason was chosen to play the part of Papa in the film. The producers considered the song inappropriate, too self-pitying. But Khan insisted that it remain, and it went on to win the Academy Award for 1963 and Khan's fourth Oscar.
How about a ballot? Don't look at me like that. So I bought the kid a pony and a cart. What's so excruciating about that? You know, she's your baby too. All right. So I'm impulsive. Expulsive, repulsive, pulsive. Oh, you beautiful doll. You miserable soul. Call me irresponsible. Call me unreliable. Throw in undependable too.
to my foolish alibis bore you. Well, I'm not too clever. I just adore you. Call me. I'm predictable. Tell me I'm impractical. Rainbows I'm inclined to pursue. Call me irresponsible. Yes, I'm unreliable. But it's undeniably true. I'm irresponsibly mad for you.
Call Me Irresponsible, taken from the soundtrack of the film, and finding Jackie Gleason in a very delicate condition. In 1964, Sammy Cahn had two nominations competing for the coveted award, Where Love Has Gone and My Kind of Town.
My Kind of Town. Again, back to my problem with all the new young writers. When we had to write a song about Chicago, we knew there was a song called Chicago. Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. So we wouldn't write a song called Chicago, because for the main reason, I am the president of the Songwriters Hall of Fame. I'm on the board of directors of ASCAP. And you know, ASCAP, a performing rights society, has monitors. And the monitors listen to the radio. And when they hear a song called Chicago, which Chicago are they listening to? So I didn't want to spoil another fellow's title. So instead of writing Chicago, I wrote My Kind of Town of Chicago Is. And you know what that song turned out to be? It's one of my most important copyrights, and it didn't affect the other copyright.
This is my kind of town, Chicago is. My kind of town, Chicago is. My kind of people too, people who smile at you. A clown, it's my kind of town. Razzmatazz,
Frank Sinatra rewriting Kahn's lyrics. My Kind of Town went on to win another Oscar nomination for Kahn and Van Heusen. In 1967, Sammy Kahn accepted a tough assignment, which was to win him another Academy Award nomination.
One day the phone rang and it was Universal Picture Studios. Ross Hunter. He said, "Can you come out to the studio? We're about to make a film to star Julie Andrews, Thoroughly Modern Millie." On the way to the studio, I turned to Jimmy Van Heusen. I said, "You know something, Jimmy? He can't want us to write a song called A Thoroughly Modern Millie. Sing it, you can hardly speak it." When we came out to the studio, Ross Hunter leaped from the desk and said, "Isn't that the catchiest title you have ever heard?" I hated that title so much I got even. I didn't use it but once at the very end of the song. But when we brought the song to the studio, they got even. They turned it down. They said, "Write us another Thoroughly Modern Millie." Another? I didn't think we could write the first one. You know something, Van Heusen? It occurs to me that they would like for us to write them the kind of a song that sounds like it has already been written. So you're going to have to forget you're this great composer and just try to write something real corny. Psst, psst, psst. James, I think if you tried, you could get cornier. That's corny. Now, if there's anything in the world I hate, it's notes without words. And you know that part, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da? It didn't have any notes. I said, "Van Heusen, would you mind playing that slower, please? Everything today is thoroughly modern. I check your personality. Everything today makes yesterday slow. A better face reality." They accepted that song. It went on to win 2 gold records and happily financed my second marriage.
What we think is chic, unique, and quite adorable. They think he's odd and sodden and amorable. But the fact is, everything today is thoroughly modern. Check your personality, everything today makes yesterday slow. Better face reality, it's not insanity, says Vanity Fair. In fact, it's stylish to raise your skirts and bob your hair. In a rumble seat, the world is so cozy. If the boy is kissable and that tango dance they wouldn't allow, now is quite permissible. Goodbye, good goody girl, I'm changing and how. So beat the drums, cause here comes thoroughly modern Millie now. Today is thoroughly modern. Bands are getting jazzier. Everything today is starting to go. Cars are getting snazzier. Men say it's criminal what women'll do. What they're forgetting is this is 1922. Have you seen the way they kiss in the movies? Isn't it delectable? Painting lips and pencil lining your brow. Now is quite respectable. Goodbye, good goody girl, I'm changing and how. So beat the drums, cause here comes thoroughly modern Millie.
Despite the fact that Kahn and Saul Chaplin had not worked together for many years, Chaplin remained in Hollywood and went on to become an associate producer in the early 1960s, and worked on some major musicals such as Singing in the Rain, West Side Story, The Sound of Music, and in 1968, Star, with Julie Andrews portraying Gertrude Lawrence, who rose from Minstrel's Daughter to become the First Lady of Broadway. Chaplin approached Kahn to write the title song of Star, a song which went on to be another Academy Award nomination.
If the lady's naughty but proper, if the lady's chicer than chic, if her escorts must wear a topper, and each man's the man of the week, if she rides around in a brand new foreign car, the chances are the lady's a star. If the lady's brilliantly witty, if she makes the dialogue flash, if the lady's way with a ditty makes the ditty seem like a smash, if her songs add up to a fancy repertoire, the chances are the lady's a star. If her smallest party is really extensive, with tons of expensive caviar, if the lady's someone with the same credentials, someone with the same essential, someone who is worshipped from afar, she's a genuine, positive, totally marvelous, perfectly wonderful star. Sammy
Kahn's collaboration with the Russian-born composer Nicholas Brodsky, who'd been strongly influenced by opera and operettas, was rewarding in terms of Academy Award nominations, with Wonder Why in 1951, followed a year later with Because You're Mine, and then in 1955, I'll Never Stop Loving You. Kahn describes in his autobiography that it took real chutzpah to demonstrate Because You're Mine to Mario Lanza, and that working with Doris Day at Warner Brothers gave him ulcers. But Victor Mone happily introduced the song Wonder Why in the film Rich, Young and Pretty, in which he starred with Jane Powell.
Wonder why I'm not myself of late. I'm feeling strangely gray. I wonder why. I suppose some genius could explain why I walk in the rain. Just let him try. I guess there is a simple explanation. Unless I've come up with a new sensation, it could be that she's caught up with me. And all the mystery I'm speaking of is simply that I went and fell in love. Wonder
Why, words by Sammy Kahn, music by Nicholas Brodsky, who also wrote the music for Because You're Mine and I'll Never Stop Loving You.
Because you're mine, the brightest star I see looks down my love and envies me. Because you're mine, because you're mine. was your mind. The breeze that hurries by becomes a melody. And why? Because you're mine. Because you're mine. I only know for as long as I may live, I'll only live for the kiss that you alone may give me. And when we kiss, that isn't thunder, dear, it's only my poor heart you hear. And it's applause, because you're mine.
I'll never stop loving you. Whatever else I may do, my love for you will live till time itself is through. I'll never stop wanting you, and when forever my heart will beat the way it does each time we meet. The night doesn't question the stars that appear in the skies. So why should I question the stars that appear in my eyes? Of this I'm more than just sure. My love will last and endure. I'll never, no, I'll never stop loving.
Despite the fact that Sammy Cahn was responsible for the film debut of Doris Day when he persuaded her to audition for the Warner Brothers film Romance on the High Seas, there was very little love lost between the lyricist and the singer. But ever the professional, Doris Day still sang Cahn lyrics with music by Julie Stein.
It's a great feeling to suddenly find the clouds are silver lined when the sun breaks through. It's a great feeling to walk down the street, see the folks you meet smiling back at you. As long as I've got someone to embrace, as far as I'm concerned, the world is such a lovely place. It's a great feeling, your credit is nil, you never make a mill. But nonetheless I state, if you're in love, you're feeling great.
The Cahn-Stein partnership resulted in 6 Academy Award nominations in the 1940s, including I'll Walk Alone in 1944, sung here by Johnny Desmond.
I'll walk alone, because to tell you the truth, I'll be lonely. I don't mind being lonely when my heart tells me you are lonely too. walk alone and send your love and your kisses to guide me till you're walking beside me. I'll walk alone. I'll always be near you wherever you are each night. In every prayer, if you call, I'll hear you no matter how far. Just close your eyes and I'll be there. So walk alone and send your love and your kisses to guide me till you're walking beside me. I'll
The final words in song in this audio documentary come from Frank Sinatra, who said on the occasion of Kahn's 75th birthday, and I quote from the magazine Sheet Music of June-July 1988, "You've come a long way since those lean and hungry days back in the 1930s, when we were both reaching for the brass ring. I will always be indebted for the words you put in my mouth then, and all those you have favored me with since. Love ya, Francis Albert."
Once I get you up there where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together weather-wise. It's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.